T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Holy smoke during Holy Week. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I am Austin York, and Dallas firefighters battle flames at a church in Northwest Dallas near Love Field. The two-story building is on Denton Drive. Belinda Javier lives nearby, says the flames spread quickly.
I heard the sirens, and I came into my kitchen, and I seen the truck going past really fast, like probably two of the trucks. And so I came out, and when we first came out, there was hardly no smoke at all. And in a matter of minutes, the smoke got really thick and dark, and then we could see the flames coming out of the front at the top.
She says the building had been vacant and there had been some problems with break-ins in the past few months. Smoke from the fire could be seen for several miles. The availability of the abortion drug mifepristone is now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. And as KRLD's L.P. Phillips reports, it's a Texas case.
The suit started in Amarillo when a religious-based group of doctors called Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine sued the Food and Drug Administration, claiming mifepristone was not safe. Their concern is women who take the drug often show up in emergency rooms. And their doctor, Aaron Hawley, said the doctors who have religious concerns over abortion are forced to deal with the consequences.
What harms our doctors, Your Honor, is being involved in completing, in the terms of our declaration, an elective abortion. And it's really not that hard to see why that might be a conscience harm.
But justices from both the conservative and liberal sides had questions about whether a small group of doctors had legal standing to try to end the use of mifepristone nationwide. And Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson even asked the lawyer representing the maker of mifepristone about the court delving into medical decisions ahead of healthcare professionals.
Do you have concerns about judges parsing medical and scientific studies?
Yes, Your Honor. I think we have significant concerns about that.
A ruling is expected in June. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas police sergeant is in hot water because of overtime. Catherine Sylvia has been indicted for theft and tampering with government documents. Police say Sylvia inflated her overtime during a three-month period between October of 2022 and January of last year. While the indictment doesn't give a specific amount, the charge accuses her of stealing between $2,500 and $30,000. Sylvia is on administrative leave. After almost 10 years, the case against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is over.
Less than 3 weeks before the trial was set to begin, prosecutors have reached a deal with Attorney General Ken Paxton in a securities fraud case. Under the deal, prosecutors would drop the three felony counts if Paxton makes almost $300,000 in restitution to his victims, performs 100 hours of community service, and 15 hours of legal ethics education. Outside the courtroom, Special Prosecutor Brian Weiss told reporters the trial court lacks jurisdiction when a case is on appeal, as this one was for a long time.
These cases literally spent more time on appeal in the Fifth Court of Appeals in Dallas, in the Court of Criminal Appeals in Austin, and the First Court of Appeals around the corner than they did in the trial court.
Had the case gone to trial on April 15th, and if Paxton was convicted, he could have faced life in prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Since the All-Star break, the Mavs have been one of the hottest teams in the NBA, beating the Jazz last night in Utah. Head coach Jason Kidd says the key...
And this is the physicality, understanding where the game is being called and how you have to play at this time of the year. I thought we were really good with our physicality off the ball. And then, again, keeping them off the free throw line, I thought that was one of the big things there.
The Mavs have won four in a row and moved up to the seventh seed in the West. They play again tonight in Sacramento. The Rangers play for real this Thursday, but played an exhibition today at home against the Red Sox. Manager Bruce Bochy says going into the season, he would like to see the bats get hot.
First two innings just gradually get worse there as the game went. We had some guys struggled. It was a bullpen day at their work. I think more than anything, I look at Corey and Josh. They get six innings, three at-bats. That's always good news.
Both Corey Seager and Josh Young expected to start on opening day. Nathan Eovaldi is going to get the start on the mound. It was announced also that Wyatt Langford, their rookie, is going to wear number 36 this season. Game starts up Thursday at 6:35. And a new report by NFL insider Ian Rappaport suggests that the Cowboys will allow quarterback Dak Prescott to play the final season on his current deal, and there has been no talks of any extension. Head coach Mike McCarthy says the size of that contract affects all aspects of the offseason.
We've got a draft class coming in. We'll continue to be involved in a free agency. But the reality of our business is the economics. The economics, as your players grow and as their value grows, how you keep them all together is that's a whole another competition that goes on year to year.
The NFL owners are in Orlando for league meetings right now. The Cowboys have the 24th pick in the upcoming NFL draft. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.